New Country, Z100, the Eli Young Band, and Turn It On. A reminder, the Bluegill Music Festival is coming up this 4th of July there at the Rin Lake Dam. And if you haven't got your tickets yet, you need to do so. Bluegillfest.com. I've got more tickets to give away this morning. We are going to quizzle again sometime. It can happen anytime before 7 o'clock. Everybody's excited about that. Right now, things here on the show at Z100 are getting ready to get a little crazy. A little cray-cray, as the young kids say, because I have a whole group of people in here with the Illinois Junior Rodeo Association. I'm going to start off with a friend of mine and one of our co-workers here at River Radio, Misty Stover. Good morning, Misty.
Good morning, Kent Zimmer. How are you?
I'm doing great. And I feel like we've just been invaded by McKinney's Western Store.
You have, probably.
I know. Look at this. Free plug for Rick McKinney and the gang out there. But this is the Illinois Junior Rodeo Association, and you're telling me that this is happening at DuCoin this weekend?
This is happening at DuCoin this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Rodeo starts at 9 o'clock both days, and every one of these cowboys and cowgirls will be participating in actual rodeo events, just as you would see on TV or at the JC Boot Hill. These kids are doing it all.
Now, they have a lot of events here, and I found out that a majority of them are into goat tying.
Goat tying. That's a pretty popular event with these kids.
How does that work exactly?
Well, they actually, the goat is tied down at the end of the arena, and the kid rides in on their horse. They ride down to the goat. The object is for them to get off of their horse as they're running.
Wow.
And they actually run to the goat, flank the goat, tie three legs, and it has to stay tied for 6 seconds for it to count.
So this is kind of like before you go into steer roping.
Yep, just like the calf roping.
Calf roping. Thank you. Help me with my rodeo. As I love going to the rodeo. Honestly, like you want a fun family event to take the entire crew to. You go to a rodeo and you've got the clowns out there and you've got the people on the PA, you know, laughing it up, and you get hot dog and a soda and life is good. And so this Saturday and Sunday, these kids are doing it. Now, I know this is a big deal because we have like Effingham South in this district, right?
Yes. Okay. The state is split up into three districts.
Okay.
Effingham South is District 3, which is these kids here.
Okay.
Each district holds a rodeo throughout the year, and then state finals is in August.
Okay.
And they have to qualify at those three rodeos to go to state finals.
This is a big time deal. So they need to qualify here and they need to do good and all this good stuff here. And a lot of moms and dads, aunts and uncles will be up at the fairgrounds. And yes, I know there's a motorcycle race at the fairgrounds.
But that's just a side.
So this is the big deal, though. It's Gate 3 where you want to come in.
Gate 3 at the Big Horse Arena.
Okay.
Yes, the covered arena.
Also, I will tell you this. If you're up there for the event, you're doing some fundraising for St. Jude, too, right?
We are. We will be doing Boot Childhood Cancer, which is the little window decals.
Oh, great.
We'll be selling those for $1 a piece. And then all of us rodeo moms have got together and have each made a donation. We have a huge equine prize pack, per se, that we will be raffling off.
Oh, great.
For that to all go to St. Jude.
So it's everything for the horse.
Everything for the horse and the horsemen.
Well, looky there. Does it include a horse? It doesn't include the horse.
Not yet.
It's a gift basket for the horse. Like new tack.
It is a gift basket for the horse.
That's cool. All right. Well, I want to talk to some of these people here. I don't... If everybody... Miss, if you can lower that down low. There you go. Some people like Maggie over here. First off, Maggie, come on up here. Let's say hi to you. Because you're the 2015... Illinois Junior Rodeo Association Princess. Wow. Congratulations, first off. That's great.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Now, how old are you, Maggie?
14.
Okay, so what events do you like to compete in at the rodeo?
I do barrels, poles, goat tying, team roping, and breakaway roping.
Team roping.
Yeah.
You and a friend go out there.
My brother.
Your brother.
Yeah.
Okay. I say friend loosely. And you do it just like they do on the television. You're out there.
Yeah.
One's got to put the rope around the head and one around the legs. Is that how it works?
Yeah.
How do you even do that?
I don't know.
You just grew up doing it.
Yeah.
One day you decided, I'm going to try this. That's awesome. So now you're the rodeo princess, right? Do you have like a sash that you wear? Right?
Yeah.
You got it with you?
Yeah.
Oh, put that on. Hey, be proud of that. I still wear my 1995 prom king sash all the time. You want to hang on to that. Have mom sew it on a shirt or something. All right. So you're going to be up there doing your thing. Preston, come on up here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've been waiting to talk to you, Preston. Now, where are you from, buddy? What town are you from?
New Burnside.
What's the name of your horse that you ride?
Well, this right here is a simple name, though, but I got Roni, I got Yeller, and I got Ranchy.
Ranchy.
Yeah.
Which one's the most cantankerous?
What's that mean?
You know, which one's the wildest horse that you got?
What's Ranchy.
It? Ranchy? I was thinking about that, yeah. All right, so how old are you, dude?
10, Yeah. Next weekend, you're going to turn 11.
All right, I'll come up a little closer to the microphone. So, what is your favorite event to do?
Team roping, probably.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Not goat tying?
No.
Do they still have mutton busting?
Yeah, I don't do mutton busting.
Yeah.
Though, but one of my dad's good buddies brings these mini bulls. They're they're funner to ride.
Really? You do the mini bull riding? Now, I've ridden a bull one time in my life. I have the picture still. It was November 17th of 2000. That was the day I almost died. So one day you're going to be riding the big bulls. Is that what you're telling me right here today?
Yeah.
Your mom in here?
Yeah, she's right there.
What does she think about all that? She supports you in what you do, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome. While biting her nails and being a nervous wreck on the side, yeah. I'm sure. Yeah, that's for the rodeo mom.
You should hear her in the video. She hollers.
She hollers on the video.
Yeah.
Well, maybe one of these days we'll wind that up there on the YouTube that you young kids like so much. All right, Preston. Well, that's cool. I want to say hey to everybody here real quick. Why don't we all, come on over here, guys, and tell me your names and where you're from, okay? And that way everybody can get on here. I'm working with a limited amount of time. I wish that I could just, I think we could all have a show, the whole morning show. What's your name, miss?
My name is Emma Stover, and I'm from Thompsonville, Illinois.
Yeah, so you know Misty?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's pretty cool. It's your mom, isn't it?
Yep,
yeah.
I guess.
All right. Thanks. Come on up here, buddy. What's your name, dude, with the pink rope? Pink roper.
Go.
Name in town.
Go.
What's your name, dude?
Will.
Will, where are you from?
Raleigh.
Yeah, great, Will. Thanks. Next. What's your name?
Carly.
And where are you from, Carly?
Thompsonville.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Yeah, bud.
Wyatt. And I'm from Belrive, Illinois.
Well, thank you, Wyatt. I'm telling you.
Ashton Fox, and I'm from New Bernside.
Yes, ma'am.
Cole Hampson from Belrive.
How old are you?
6.
What are you doing out here on the horses and riding around? Isn't that dangerous, Cole?
No.
You just go ahead and do it. All right, Cole. Thanks, buddy. I'll be watching for you this Saturday and Sunday. Yes, miss, what's your name, hon?
Kara Heron. And from Raleigh.
From Raleigh. All right. Got a large rodeo following over there. Yes, ma'am.
Abby Stevens.
Hi, Abby. Where are you from?
Galatia.
Great. Love that Bondo's pizza over there. One more. I got one more in here to get his name on the air. What's your name, bud?
Blackstrap.
Broxton. Huh? Okay, I gotcha. Broxton or Braxton? Braxton, where are you from, buddy? You know?
Marion, Illinois.
Marion, Illinois. Rock on, Braxton from Marion. What now? What do you do out there in the rodeo? What do you like to do?
Bike a rope.
I didn't understand what you said.
Bike a rope.
Say that, Misty.
Breakaway rope.
Breakaway rope.
That is where they rope calves. They. Mm-hmm. Run out, rope the calves, and once their rope breaks from their saddle is what stops their timer.
I see what you're saying. So. This is all very fascinating. I love the rodeo. I love you kids. You have a great day up there in DuCoin this weekend, okay? Saturday and Sunday. If you want to get in there, it's gate number 3. Yes, the motorcycle race is going on as well, so you have a full day up there on Saturday. But get out here, support these kids, help out St. Jude, and who knows, one of these days we're going to be seeing them, you know, in the PBR. Preston, you remember me, okay? When you're like Ty Murray or whatever, all right?
Right.
Wearing your fancy Rolex watch and what have you. He's already got the belt buckle right there. Lord of mercy,
I
serve it.
I think you've got buckle winners all the way around in
here. Yeah, I was looking at that. I could serve a turkey dinner on that platter right there. Look out, man. Yeah. What does that mean? It just means you have a big belt buckle, which is great. I know, I'm a wordsmith. That's what I do. All right, so check it out. Hey, this weekend, it is happening there in DuCoin. Get up there and help out and watch these kids do what they do. They put a lot of work into it, It is the Illinois Junior Rodeo Association District 3 Rodeo, Saturday and Sunday at the DeCoin State Fairgrounds. Get in there at gate number 3 and check it out. Here at New Country Z100 right now, we're at 70 degrees, and we're looking for a chance of a shower or thunderstorm today at 40% going on. Complete look at the forecast here in a moment. Todd's got a look at the road construction report. Hey, buddy.
The road construction.